Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is off tonight, and so I am doing solo duty for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Did I do the crossword? I did do the crossword, and I was able to do it in a decent amount of time. It wasn't overwhelmingly difficult, although it was a little bit crunchier than usual. And part of the reason for the crunch was because of the theme. And the theme involved something that was be sort of crunchable in a way, especially if it was not properly cooked. The theme was, first of all, when you first opened up the puzzle, it was clear that something was going on because there was a series of brown tan squares right in the center of the grid, and they formed a vague oval shape. And they were surrounded by black squares with just a few squares sort of leaking out. But for the most part, you had those brown squares right in the middle. And the revealer was given by one down with 58 down, classic toy that dropped gendered titles in 2021. And one down read potato, and 58 down at the bottom right of the grid formed head. So it was Potato Head. I recall it being Mr. Potato Head, or maybe Ms. Potato Head or Mrs. Potato Head. But apparently, since 2021, it's just been Potato Head. I guess I wasn't paying attention at the time. I may have been thinking about COVID and other such things. In any event, besides the labeling of potato and head, and beside the obvious representation of the potato with those brown tan squares, there were a number of other squares that were just circled, and they were connected, but in a linear way, although some of them had bends in them as well. And those letters taken together formed various potato parts. So, for example, right above the potato squares, we had what appeared to be sort of an arc, and the letters in that arc spelled out smile, S-M-I-L-E, of course. And to the right of the potato figure, those brown tan squares, we had three letters spelling out, three circled squares spelling out hat. Inside the tanned area, we had three connected letters, squares, spelling out ear. We also had eyes. And then beneath the potato, we had hand. And I think that was pretty much it. So a number of different sort of potato parts. And another revealer of sorts was 59 across, that being like the parts of this puzzle's toy as depicted throughout the grid, and the answer was interchangeable. So I'm assuming that you could take these parts, the nose, the smile, the eyes, the ear, the hat, etc., and interchange them if you felt so inclined. I, again, have not played Potato Head in a long time, so if anyone has played with it more recently, let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and let us know what you thought about this this particular puzzle. Beyond the actual theme clues, there were a number of fine clues throughout the grid. I started off slowly, even with one across. Enhance, in a way, was pad, and that just took me a bit to get. And then four across is against. So I had it starting with an A, and I wanted it to be anti, but it was five letters, and it turns out it was abuts. So when it's is against, it was against in a physical sense, not necessarily in a protest sense. Nine across was lead into Genesis, which was epigenesis. And I did not know what epigenesis was. I may have heard the term at some point in a biology class, and it refers to the idea that cells begin, or life begins, with undifferentiated cells that eventually become differentiated and form organs and the like. So I thought that was rather interesting. Let's see here. 15 across, O-O-O part was tack. That was funny. And then next to it, the queen, 16 across, queen consort, starting in 2022, and that was Camilla. So that part of the grid was fine. We had there wraps little blank ver, and it was Uzi Ver, And I was listening to some Uzi Vert before starting this podcast, and I was impressed. So highly recommend Uzi Vert. Let's see. Nine Down was interesting because it was just a dash. And usually when you see a dash in a clue, it's a continuation of some other clue. But I looked throughout all the clues, and that was the only dash. So they literally did mean a dash, except in this case, it was a long dash. And in typography circles, that's what's known as an M dash, spelled E-M-D-A-S-H for Nine Down. Kind of shoe for a ballerina was Point, P-O-I-N-T-E. And Cry from a Goner, I'm Dead. Not too long ago, we had I'm Toast. Now we've gone to I'm Dead. I'm waiting for I'm Bagel to make a surprise appearance here. 13 Across, I had to rack my brain for this one. And even then, I needed a little bit of help from the crosses. Dustin's sweetheart on Stranger Things. The answer was Susie. That's sort of his remote girlfriend for most of the series. Let's see here. 17 Down was Nirvana Achiever. And that was Arhat, A-R-H-A-T, and that's how we got the hat of the of Potato Head. But I had not heard that phrase before, so that's something to add to the old big book of crossword clues and answers. 24 Across was Specialist in Family Medicine in Brief. And so I was thinking, okay, it's going to be a general practitioner, but it turned out to be PCP. And of course, if you look up PCP, you find a million hits about drugs and none until you provide a little bit more help with a subprompt of doctor of what they were actually going for here, PCP being a primary care physician. Next to that, we had 27 Across, shade-tolerant perennial was a hosta. And we have a facility nearby, the Green Bay Botanical Center, unsurprisingly in Green Bay, and it has got this huge collection of hostas. And so I just like to say hosta. Let's see here. Made a contented sound, 30 Across. I was sure that was going to be mood, M-O-O-E-D, but instead it was odd, A-A-H-E-D, which is interesting when you look at it spelled out like that, but I guess it is a real word. It's appearing in the New York Times grid. Must be real. 31 Across, bank deposits, question mark. So with that question mark, as you know, listeners, that means it's they're not looking for just a literal answer. There's a bit of a pun, bit of wordplay involved, and in this case, the correct answer was sediments. 37 Across, synonym found after deleting half the letters of exhilarate. Well, if you get rid of the right half, you are left with elate, which is sort of cute. And then beneath that, bishop's topper to Brits was a mitre, M-I-T-R-E. That's that French spelling that somehow it drifted over to the British Isles. Let's see here. 52 Across, good answer. And the answer was yes. Sort of cute. Let's see here. 57 Across, still a mystery to me. The Story of Blank, 1975 film by François Truffaut, and it was Adele. And I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to sort of research that at some point. Of course, probably half the people listening here are like, you don't know Adele? And I'm like, well, I thought she was a singer, but this is actually A-D-E-L-E-H. 64 Across, later, was tardier, which of course makes sense. And beneath that, 67 Across, it flows from the Alps to the Mediterranean. So I had it ending in N-E, and as soon as I start thinking about Europe, if I see a river and it's ending in N-E, I want it to be a Rhine. I'm sorry, I want it to be Seine, S-E-I-N-E. And then I thought perhaps it's Rhine, R-H-I-N-E. But it turned out to be Rhone, R-H-O-N-E. Let's see here. I think that was probably it for today. I did the one last sort of a shout out here. 55 down. Songwriter Barry, who once had 6 consecutive number one hits. Gibb. Boy, six hits in a row. Just amazing. All right. Well, I think that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. And remember, tomorrow is Friday. And assuming that Gene is back, and assuming that my my voice stays, we will have a Fun Fact Friday segment. So something to look forward to, as well as our exploration of tomorrow's crossword. It's going to be about half an hour from now. And hope all of you are going to tackle it. We will too. And hopefully we'll be back to talk about that tomorrow. See you then.